This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the Twinkiest Show on Joy, Generation Next. Generation Next on Joy 94.9. It's another Monday night.
Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Josh. I was already speaking before I've introduced him. Josh and Jacob with you tonight for the youth show. This is Generation Next Youths.
I came up with something.
Melbourne news and views for Melbourne youths. That's it.
When did you come up with that?
Oh, you know, I stayed up till 2 a.m. thinking that up. Yep. Yes, big show today. We're talking about atheism. We're talking later on to Jason Ball from the Atheist Foundation of Australia about the campaign to get people to list themselves as not religious on the census.
If they're not practicing,
if it's not terribly important to them, it's not something that a lot of people think about. Maybe they do think about it sometimes. So we'll be talking to him all about that.
And then after that, focusing on the New York gay marriage bill, which started today.
I love these kind of weeks when there's so much to talk about for gay school. Obviously, gay marriage, gay couples have started getting married in New York. Fantastic, fantastic news. Great scenes. I saw some lovely photos today. I think one of the first couples to be married was an old couple that had been together for probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 years.
Oh.
One of them was in a wheelchair. It was just the most, gorgeous sight. And you just think, that's exactly what it's about. Yes, exactly.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. We're also talking about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. We've got an exciting competition tonight, don't we, Jacob?
We do. Now, we haven't quite worked out the terms of the competition yet, but you can win a double pass to the Zoe Badwee CD launch at the Greyhound in St Kilda. So keep listening for your chance to win that. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, Jacob and Josh with you tonight. It's about 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're with you right up until 8 o'clock when we hand it over to the guys from the Roundup Hall talking about the news. Surely going to be talking about the New York gay marriages, which started today. Very, very exciting. Of course, a month ago was the decision by the New York legislature to approve gay marriage. So, yes.
Exciting.
It is exciting. Now, you were talking. You went and saw Harry Potter.
I did.
Yeah.
Right. Now, look, I'm not ashamed to say this on air. I have been diligently.
Usually, when I'm not ashamed to say this on air comes, usually something very shameful comes after it.
Well,
so, yeah. Go on.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed to say this, but I've been diligently collecting every day the Harry Potter thing in the Herald Sun every day.
Yep. Okay.
They know me at my newsagent. They don't even ask for the token anymore because I just walk in there and I get the next one.
Okay. Yep.
I got quite stressed yesterday, Jacob, because I ran out of time to get there. And on Sunday is when the wand is released. You see, during the week, they have like posters and postcards and whatever.
All right.
And on Sunday is when the wand comes.
Okay.
And the first wand was Harry's wand. And now yesterday was Dumbledore's wand, the Elder Wand. Now, have you seen the movie?
Yes, and I've read the book.
Right. Yep. So, yeah, you're a bit of a nerd.
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, I'm just going to clarify that. Jacob, you think I'm a nerd. Jacob knows the answer to every single Harry Potter question I pose to him. He is a massive Harry Potter nerd.
I am a huge Harry Potter nerd, and I've talked about this before. I've been reading Harry Potter for about half my life, so. Yeah, and I've read probably all the books about 20 or 30 times.
So. Yeah, okay, yeah. Rest my case. So why aren't you collecting this?
Because it's gimmicky. So tell me, when did it start?
It started about a week ago, roughly, and I rang my friend yesterday in a panic on the way to work, and I said, look, can you please go and pick up the Harry Potter wand for me today? Because I'm really worried. Limited stocks, blah, blah, blah. If I miss this, it's the end of the world. And so she said, yep, she'd go and get it. Now, I don't know when I'm going to see her next. So when I went in there today, the guy behind the counter actually said to me, you didn't come yesterday. I said, oh my goodness, I know. He actually had put aside the wand for me.
So you missed it. Does that mean you just can't get it now? Or?
Well, you know, it's a chance that you have to take, because what if you miss it and then you go back there the next day and you say, look, do you have it? And they say, no, we've run out. And you go to another newsagent, they've run out. And then you just like, oh my gosh, I don't even think about that situation. But he was nice enough. He put it aside for me. He kept the wand there for me. It was the Elder Wand. I've now got two wands because my friend picked one up for me as well. So
that's great. That's great. Have you tried any spells with it?
No. I haven't opened it yet. I'm waiting. Every day I get the next one and I just put them all together because I'm really looking forward to when I've got them all and I can just put them all in the folder and I can, you know, enjoy it, and it's going to be real. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes.
So, we've got a good Harry Potter quiz going on tonight.
So, we'll be asking a few Harry Potter questions and we'll be sending the call out to you guys. If you guys know the answer to the questions, if you consider yourself Harry Potter aficionados, SMS us 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au what you think is the answer. And I feel like I should have to say this. Don't Google, don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat.
You can, but don't. Or, you know, it sucks the fun out of it. Or, you know, or Google away. I don't know.
But here's the first question to get you thinking.
Okay, right? Here's the first question.
You ready, Jacob?
I'm ready. I'm not going to say it if I
don't
know
say
it.
The answer. Yep. I've already asked you this one.
Okay, all right.
What was Ron's Patronus?
What was Ron's Patronus?
Okay. So when he does the Patronus spell, what form does his Patronus take?
This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. That was Zoe Badwe, Release Me. Remember, we're giving away tickets to the Zoe Badwe CD launch at the Greyhound. It's a double pass, so take a friend, spend an intimate evening with the dance diva Zoe Badwe.
Now, look, unfortunately, we didn't get any right answers for that last question. We got two responses in. And the correct answer to
can't
that
say
one,
the correct. Okay, well, do we going to want to give the correct answer?
Yeah, we're going to have to put out a new question
okay,
now.
Okay, all right.
What was it, Jacob?
So the correct answer was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Correct.
Yep.
Jack Russell Terrier.
So that was Ron's Patronus.
Ron's Patronus. Okay, look, here's the next question. And before we go on to our next item, just to let everyone have a little bit of a think about it. In the lift at the Ministry of Magic, what colour were the paper airplanes on the fourth floor? Pale blue, green, violet, or yellow?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That is tough.
I don't know that one.
Bit of Google action going on there, I bet.
I can hear you guys on Google. Yes, yes, indeed. Now, we were talking earlier, well, I was anyway, about the awkward banter that you have to have with cafe owners. I work in an office and I go to the same sort of six or seven lunch places every single day, basically. So inevitably, I get to know the people who are behind the counter and have a bit of a chat. One guy, I think, chats a bit too much.
And you know you're going to have to go through that every
time. And I know I'm going to have to go through it every time. And today, the thing is, it's this really nice kind of chicken satay noodle place that I get, and it's really, really good, and I just can't... Like, it's worth it to walk in there and to know that I'm going to be there for 10 minutes just making small talk. And I'm not great at small talk in the first place.
I know that. Yeah.
Probably not great.
Come in here half an hour early, sit down and chat to you, and it's just like, Jacob.
Probably not great for somebody who's on radio, but I'm actually quite shit at small talk. But the thing, like, I go there and I just know in my head, oh, I'm going to have material. Do you ever do this? You walk into this and you think, right, what have I been doing?
What am I going to talk about?
What am I going to talk about? What did I do at the weekend? Because you know these are the questions that are going to come up. Oh, what'd you get up to at the weekend? Well, I did this. And it's especially, you know, embarrassing. Do you ever, like, somebody asks you, what did you do at the weekend? And you just have a complete mental blank.
Yeah,
you go, I have no idea what I did. So I go into this place and I have to always have sort of like three or four dot points
just
of material.
Make it up.
Yeah, it's
just
like like preparing a kind of 5 minute radio
elevator
segment.
Pitch, you know, a little elevator speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us what you do. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au.
You can, yes, email us on that or contact us on Twitter, twitter.com/GenXJoy949.
Yeah.
We're also asking a Harry Potter quiz, our ongoing thing. The person who texts in or emails or tweets us
with the correct answer. I'll repeat that question then.
Repeat the question now.
Yep. In the lift at the Ministry of Magic, what colour were the paper airplanes on the fourth floor? Pale blue, green, violet, or yellow? There you go. Four options. Go Google. Go children and Google.
Or crack open your books.
Crack open the books.
That's a less cheaty way to cheat, I think. Because at least then you're consulting a book.
No, it's too time consuming, I think. But, you know, look, on the cafe, going back to the cafe, small talk.
Yeah. Business. How do you deal with that?
I was working in an office and there was this cafe pretty much directly opposite the office. So every day I'd have to walk right past it if I wanted to go anywhere. And they had glass windows, so they'd see me. And I was going in there every day to get a muffin or, you know, and a drink. And then I discovered another cafe a little bit further down the road, and there was this really gorgeous guy. And I wanted to go there and chat to him and talk to him every day. And so I started going to this other cafe, but in order to get there, I had to kind of walk past the first cafe. And it was really awkward because I was going there, you know, like every day for about 3 months. And then all of a sudden I just kept walking past it and going to a different cafe.
Do you like hide your eyes and go,
yeah, you know, sometimes I'd just like run because I...
Put your hoodie over and run down the street.
I felt awful. I was breaking up with them and I didn't talk to them about it. I just stopped going there because I wanted to go to the other cafe with the really cute guy.
Dear me.
It's
Let us know that we're normal. We just want to hear that we're normal. 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or you can enter the Harry Potter quiz. It was about the colour of the letters,
paper airplanes.
That's it.
In on the fourth floor
of the Ministry of Magic, to go into the draw to win the double pass to the Zoe Badwee CD launch at the Greyhound in St Kilda. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Coming up, the interview with Jason Ball from the Australian Atheist Foundation. I said before Taylor Swift. Now I've got Taylor Swift. This is Generation Next on Joy.
The end.
Reaching far and wide. Stream us now. joy.org.au.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9 for a Monday night. Jacob and Josh with you tonight. Oh, force of habit. Kyle's having a bit of a night off. It's 24 minutes to 8 o'clock. We're handed over to the guys from the Roundup. Now, it comes around every 5 years, and next month, the 2011 Australian Census will be taken, collecting data to count the number of people in Australia, how they live, what they value. Most of the questions are straightforward. How many people live in your house? What are their ages? But some require considerably more thought, like what is your religion? Now, the Australian atheist community is behind a campaign to encourage people to mark no religion on the census and take religion out of politics. On the line now to speak with us is Jason Ball from the Atheist Foundation of Australia and a number of sceptical organisations, according to his Twitter. Hi, Jason, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. Now, tell us about the campaign. Why is it important for people to mark no religion on the census?
Well, it's important because of the way that the data from the census is used. The data is used to inform government spending and government priorities. And, you know, far too often we've seen religious lobby groups and religious leaders having a big influence over political parties who are using what we believe are inflated statistics, suggesting that Australia has, you know, a large Christian population and sort of painting that as if it's one big voting bloc. And I think this is probably one of the main reasons we've seen progress stifled on a lot of really important social issues such as gay marriage, but also euthanasia and abortion reform and even the funding of education. And what we want to achieve is a more accurate reflection of the beliefs and spirituality of Australians in the census, because if you have a look at the way that the question on religion is asked, we actually think it's quite badly worded. It reads, "What is the person's religion?" Which is a leading question and assumes that the person answering it does have a religion. Yeah. But in today's day and age, that's just not the case. Yet a lot of people, because it's a government form, probably feel pressured to think of what religion they are and might think back to, you know, what church they were baptized in or what religion their parents are without actually, you know, considering whether or not they actually are a follower of that religion or whether they support the tenets and dogmas of that religion.
I suppose it, to be more accurately worded, it should be what do you consider your religious views, if any, or some sort of variation
on
that.
If I was in charge of the ABS, I would probably want it to be, you know, are you religious, yes or no? If yes, you know, what denomination are you?
Yeah.
But at the moment, no religion is a very bottom category. It's very small, you know, and it's really suggesting that you should have a religion by asking what religion are you?
Yeah, definitely. I think for a lot of people, like, I think of my own family. I grew up in a family that was fairly non-religious, but I know that if my dad were filling out the census on my mum, they would put down that we were all Christian, because that's just what we were sort of brought up to think that we were. But for my dad, you know, religion is the last thing from his mind. And even though, I mean, I'm an atheist, and I tend to think about it quite a lot, but somebody like my dad doesn't think about it at all, and for him, religion just doesn't factor in at all. And I suppose that's the kind of attitude that is the target of your campaign.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think most people, the sort of the default is that, you know, we're a Christian country, Christian values are a good thing. But I think upon reflection, and that's what we really want people to do, is just to think about it. Think about it hard. Yeah. Upon reflection, you know, what are the values that religious leaders and religious institutions are putting forward these days? And does that, you know, reflect our values? Because I think increasingly it's just not the case. I mean, if you look at, say, the Pope, who espouses values like homosexuality is akin to rainforest destruction, or, you know, discouraging the use of condoms in AIDS-ridden sub-Saharan Africa. Yeah, I mean, this is the opposite of, you know, virtuous, you know, good values, in my opinion.
Yeah, I suppose we live in a kind of a society where, even though we're not terribly religious, like, you know, like an American society, for example, we still view being religious as a good thing. We view having what we consider to be Christian values to be good things. And for a lot of people, calling themselves non-religious, atheism, I think, is a bit of a dirty word in Australian politics. Not many people like to openly declare themselves as atheists or even agnostics.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is, you know, a lot of stigma around the word. And so I think it's a lot easier to put no religion than it is to put atheist. And I think that's a separate PR issue for the Atheist Foundation of Australia, I think. I mean, they are all about, you know, trying to decrease that stigma, trying to, you know, show that atheists are, you know, are rational. It's actually not a virtuous thing to have faith. In our opinion, we'd like to see more decisions based on evidence and science. But I mean, look, we've got an atheist prime minister, so I suppose it's not that far away. But I think, in my perspective, she's not really acting like a very good atheist. I think she might be overcompensating for the fact that she's an atheist by pandering to Christian lobby groups. But I also wanted to raise the issue of joke answers that are often given in the census. I think the most popular one would probably be, well, you know, Jedi. Or in the case of your listeners, who knows, maybe they would put Kylie Minogue or Cher or something as their religion. You know, part of our campaign is to raise awareness about those answers, which are actually counted by the ABS as no response or not properly defined, because they're not officially recognised as religions. And so you would think people who put those answers probably don't take religion very seriously. But by putting that down, it's actually having the opposite effect, because it's helping the numbers of religion by not marking no religion.
Definitely. We've got to go to a break. Are you able to talk to us on the other side of the break? We'll talk more about the joke answer aspect of it, because I think that's an important aspect. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is Generation Next on Joy. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. On the line now, we have Jason Ball from the Australian Atheist Foundation of Australia. Get that right. Thanks for joining us again. Now, you talked earlier about joke answers, like people like Jedi. I know when I was growing up, a lot of people thought it was hilarious to put themselves as Jedi and to make it a campaign to get Jediism counted as a religion. But I guess that the campaign partly is to get people to not put those joke answers down, because they might have a unintended consequence.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was sort of back in 2001, I think, that campaign really got legs, and there was quite a big large amount of people who put down Jedi in the hope that maybe it would be recognised as an official religion. And so many people actually put it down that the ABS had to actually consider whether or not they would count it as a religion. And the outcome of that decision was, unfortunately, no. I mean, you know, I say unfortunately, I think that the force probably has just as much evidence behind it as many mainstream religions, if not, you know, probably more virtuous. But unfortunately, they're not counting as a religion. So I think the joke is probably over, and I think it's quite serious actually now, when you look at, you know, the influence that religious organisations are having on a lot of social issues, in particular concerning to, you know, the Joy community when it comes to issues like gay marriage and the rights of organisations that are religious-based to discriminate on the basis of sexuality or gender.
Yes, exactly. It's so frustrating to me, and when the Australian Christian lobby particularly say, oh, you know, Australia is, I don't know, 60% Christian or 65%, I don't know what the official figure is, it bugs me when they cite those statistics because it makes it sound like that's the amount of people who are part of the Australian Christian lobby and support the Australian Christian lobby's agenda, when I'm sure a lot of people would be absolutely horrified to be in any way associated with what the Australian Christian lobby says.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's quite important to get behind those Christians who, pardon me, are progressive and are, you know, willing to get on board and support, you know, the gay community or support progressive social reform and stuff like that. And I think it's good to expose the Christian lobby that when they say 60% of Australians are Christian, therefore, you know, we're a big voting bloc and politicians should fear us. So that's actually a complete lie. You know, 7% of Australians regularly attend church. And I would say largely that's all the Christian lobby really can account for.
Definitely. Now, the campaign has drawn a few headlines after billboards promoting the movement to list yourself as having no religion were taken down. What was the story there?
Yeah, that was actually, I think it was bus ads. Oh, no, hang on. I'm trying to remember, actually.
I have a feeling it was in Queensland, and it was, bus shelter ads.
There was one, actually. There was one, actually, that was taken. I mean, we have billboards up in 9 capital cities. And there was one that was actually asked to be removed. I mean, it can be contentious for some people, you know, and I think, you know, that they'll use excuses like, you know, we don't want to have any sort of billboards that are political in any way or, you know, endorse political party. But, I mean, that's not really what our billboard is about. Our billboards are, you know, it's consciousness raising. It's almost, you know, we feel like it's a public service getting people to fill in the census correctly.
Yeah. I think there's an awful lot of misled people. I was reading the comments section, and I know this is, you know, probably not terribly fair, but I was reading the comments section of a Brisbane Courier Mail article today about the campaign to get people to list themselves as not religious on the census. And a lot of people were saying that, you know, it's important to count yourself as many Christians as possible because otherwise the Muslim Brigade will come in and take over everything. And yeah, so I think it's important, you know, the work that you guys do, because I mean, really, if you think about it, there's not that many huge amount of people that go to church and really, you know, think about religion in terms of their own lives every single day. I think it's for a lot of people in Australia, it's just something that, you know, is a sort of something that happens at Christmas every now and again. They don't really think about it. It's not terribly important to their lives.
I mean, our campaign, like, we really do want to raise awareness of the fact that you can live a happy, virtuous, charitable life without superstition. And I think, you know, that we really are starting to break down some of those taboos, because it's probably still genuinely perceived in society that faith is a virtue and having religion is a good thing. And, you know, as the Atheist Foundation of Australia, we really want to put forward a positive alternative that you can live a happy life without religion. But I mean, you know, going back to the Facebook page, which has really exploded, like, we've got about, it's just tipped 20,000 people attending the Facebook event. And if any of your listeners are interested, the website is censusnoreligion.org. But I just wanted to address that claim that is actually floating around there, that people should mark Christian because otherwise a mosque will get built in your neighborhood. I mean, that really is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I don't know how, you know, marking the census accurately and putting down that you're a non-believer is going to influence the building of a mosque or even influence the immigration patterns of Australia regarding Muslims.
It's definitely very silly, and I totally agree with you on the point about non-religious people living secular people living virtuous lives, because we have this awful, awful attitude that in order to be good, you have to be religious, and without belief in God, you can't be good, and that frustrates me, and I constantly am butting heads with people who think like that. So congratulations on the campaign. I really hope that it works and that it influences a lot of people to list themselves as non-religious, if in fact they are. The census is, when is the census?
Or August the 9th. I think your listeners should expect census collectors to be knocking on their doors in the next few weeks delivering forms. And August the 9th is the night to fill it out.
Fantastic. If you're not terribly religious, if it doesn't have a huge impact on your life, get onto the Facebook page and like it and list yourself as non-religious. And also, if you're living perhaps with your mum or your dad and you're not the person that fills it out, this is another important thing. I know my mum and dad always just put Christian for all of us, even though I, towards the end of my adolescence, wasn't. So if you're not religious, tell your mum and dad, if you live with them, that you're not religious. So put yourself down as non-religious and don't let sort of Christian organisations claim you as one of their own, because that's not what we want to do. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, Jason, for talking to us.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work on Joy.
Thank you. This is Generation Next.
SMS 0427 Joy 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
And that was Jason Ball from the Atheist Foundation of Australia, reminding us, if you're not terribly religious, make sure you put yourself as non-religious on the census, and don't put yourself as atheist, because atheist isn't a religion, I don't think. Anyway, how are we going with that Harry Potter quiz?
No, we didn't get the right answer again. The correct answer was Violet.
Okay.
So I think these questions are a bit hard.
So what we're doing is we're asking Harry Potter quiz questions, because we've got a double pass to give away to the Zoe Badwee CD launch at the Greyhound. That's 1 Brighton Road, St Kilda.
I think we're going to have to come up with a different tact here. These questions are a bit hard.
Think of something simpler. What's Hermione's middle name?
I don't even know that. The last question I'm going to put out there is, what was one of the passwords to Dumbledore's office? Now, I'll give you a hint this time. It was like a hard candy, a lolly.
That's a muggle lolly.
It's a muggle lolly.
Yep.
And it was the password that Harry used to get into Dumbledore's office.
Hi, I'm Tina Arena, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Generation X on Joy 94.9, wrapping up for today. I played that Tina Arena traff because Glenn from the Royal Daltons on a Wednesday afternoon texted in to remind me that Tina Arena sang the national anthem last night at the Tour de France, won by Cadel Evans. I did watch it, and it was very, very good. I'm not terribly interested in cycling, and I didn't stay up to watch it, but I love Tina Arena, so I was very, very happy to hear her. And she was in fine form, I think. Anyway,
fine form.
Wrapping up, this is Jacob and Josh on Generation X for another night. It's coming up to 8 o'clock. Passing it over to the guys from the roundup in just a few minutes. We talked today to Jason Ball from the Australian Foundation, Atheist Foundation, all about the campaign to mark no religion on the census. We're also talking Harry Potter and small talk and all sorts of things. Tune in next week. Look us up on Facebook, Generation Next, or Twitter, twitter.com/GenXJoy949. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you,
Josh, for joining me.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.